Johnny Mack is here. John McGivern. We have got to get your concert review of Celine Dion, Mr. John McGivern.
I thought you saw her in Vegas.
And I saw her again.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And you were really high on the show when you saw her in Vegas.
Well, and I'm going to say the same thing I did when I came back from Vegas.
Yeah.
She really is remarkable. I mean, and the show is spectacular.
Really?
I still don't believe she understands a word of English. Like, I really don't think... she says stuff that I'm like, does she know what she's saying?
Like
because of the stuff... Like, first of all, she said, it's good to be in Milwaukee. Go Bursch. I'm like...
Go Bursch?
Yeah. I was like, what is she saying? And then she did this, like, she's batting. It's like, oh, she said go Brewers.
Okay.
She's a go Bursch. It's like, she doesn't know what she's saying.
She doesn't know.
Then she did all these kind of charades around being a catcher giving signs and batting up. And it was like, oh, this is, oh, Lord.
No, stick to what you're good at.
Stop.
Yeah.
Do the scripted gobbers. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, no. So that's like in Las Vegas. She said, I saw happy. Je came to see me. It's like, yeah, there's 3,000 people here.
Every
who
night.
Who do you think?
And everybody's
you've been doing it for 12 years.
I thought you were Tina Turner. Damn.
When's Bette Midler coming?
Well, you know what's funny is they try to give it that, no matter who they are, they always try to make it seem like a unique experience for the audience, even though they do it night after night. Remember that time? All of us were in Vegas. We're doing our morning show out there. We're doing the weddings, you know, and we were in Vegas and we went to a show. Tommy Tune was in it. Who was that?
That was FX.
FX. Yeah.
She did remember.
David Cassidy. David Cassidy used to be in it. Was in it. And then Tommy Tune.
Right.
But we're like the worst audience. I mean, the entire morning show is there and we are so cynical. So we're like, you know, we're like, yeah, right. He's out there. He's up on stage and he goes, why, look at this in the third row. There is my teacher from high school, my drama teacher. Oh, my God, Mrs. So-and-so.
No.
Come up here. Yeah, and he's like, do you remember the song and dance we used to do? And we're like, come on, she's a plant. She's here every night.
We are terrible. We're terrible. It's like, cut the cheese.
You're setting us up.
What?
Yeah. Well, she took seat on a stool and said... And talked about the song that when she recorded the song, she had to re-record because it was so emotional.
Okay.
She thought that she would share the song with us tonight. And she said, and the song is, and somebody screamed the name of it. Yeah. It's like, you know, she should do it every night. Yeah. So Steve, she says, I just hope that you can love this song. And Steve turned to me and says, I hope she makes it. I hope she makes it through.
Oh.
And it was a little cheesy. Mm-hmm. She's a little cheesy and a little... But can I tell you,
Just a great voice.
No, it's remarkable.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. And the show, 8 dancers and a stage, staging was spectacular.
Uh-huh.
You know, it was on this square, elevated, that they had 4 corners that the band kept coming up and down and she was in the center and she changed costumes 7 times.
No way.
Oh my God. Some of the stuff, she did have an outfit on that I really need to talk about. It was a black sort of leotardy sort of bespeckled diamond right on...
Like a catsuit?
Like kind of a catsuit, but a big diamond sort of...
Right in that
it
area?
It looked like a jock strap.
She had a big diamond thing over her Australia?
I come from the land down under.
She had a big diamond there?
It was
we like to call it the men at work.
Right. She had it over her men at work. So,
and we were like, what is that? She's wearing a diamond.
What did she have on North America? Anything?
Okay. I'm like, where's that?
I'm just trying to use it geography terms because I don't want to get in trouble.
John's not real familiar with that whole thing.
Australia
body,
and the America.
North American Australia. I haven't been to either.
You know what I mean? Though?
I have been to the South Pole, though.
I do wish she'd kind of take a book, though, out of Tom Petty's playbook. You know, he just comes out. He doesn't talk to anybody, and he just keeps running.
He just says it's
just
here's
go
my
run.
Here's the trick with her, and here's the real appeal when you think about it. She's clunky. She's sort of uncoordinated. She's sort of not that comfortable. But can I tell you, she's it's all honest. Her stuff is really honest, and she's honestly corny.
Right.
And it's kind of appealing. And then she opens her mouth to do
right,
and it's like, oh my lord.
Oh, and she sang this, right?
Can I tell you what happened at this? This was her final encore, and what happened was that the stage raised. She was on top of it. Go brush. And out of the roof of the Bradley Center, four huge lit candelabras came with all of these, and the lights dimmed down, and the spot was on her, and she was on this platform that raised from the floor,
from the depths
and
of the ocean
floor. And she started, and I was like, I hope I make it through this.
Help.